we're really kind of at all-time highs for credit quality. Now, I'm speaking for the Farm Credit System, of course, but we follow that very closely year to year. In 2017, when I first was on board there in D.C., I looked at the trend of credit quality, and it was deteriorating. And you think about it, 2013 through 2016, 2017 was a period of pretty stagnant commodity prices. And we saw some lowering land values, saw some things going on there that indicated a slowdown in that two-decade uptrend. Just very surprising in 2019 and throughout COVID, due to decent commodity prices, low interest rates, overall prosperity and liquidity, as indicated by credit quality, has been quite good.